WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. It'll be an hour of local artists, some old favorites, original tunes. We'll be on the air for an hour in the middle of the month, just prior to the Sunday Night Hayride on WGEL.
Here it is, October, Swamp.
October, yay.
Yay. What happens in October, anyway?
Well, the only thing I can cook up for a show's theme is Halloween.
Halloween?
That's about it. I can't.
Yeah.
I don't know. So.
Yeah. Got any local folks do any Halloween music?
Well, we don't have a whole lot. And I talked to Mr. Bomberger, and he said he's still working on a song, but that doesn't do us any good tonight.
That's been so. About two or three Halloweens back. He's probably a spooky song. Like,
I know.
You
know what? There was a song he's working on once, and I don't know if you ever finished it. It was about a murder up around Sorrento one time, I think. And have to ask him about that sometime.
That sounds like a qualifier for Halloween. Yeah,
which I don't know if the guy came back as a ghost or not, but there was a murder up around there, I think. So
okay, well, he could always. He might be saving it for later, so
could
he could show up, not this Halloween maybe, but next.
Yeah, never know. Yeah. Well, we got a homegrown person here that just lives not too far from here. Really, her name's Erin O'Toole, and she wrote a song called "Spooky Creatures," and she told me once that. When her daughter was young, her daughter wanted her to tell her spooky stories. So we get the spooky creatures there, and then she gets scared, and then she'd say, "Leave the light on." Yeah. So, kids enjoy getting scared like that sometimes.
Burn a lot of electricity that way.
So, anyway, that's kind of the genesis of this song, I guess. Here, so.
Yeah.
So we got Erin singing. I like the melody of this, kind of a carefree kind of melody, and called Spooky Creatures.
Here we go.
In the night, please won't you look under my bed and tell me everything is gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Close your eyes now, go to sleep, it'll be alright. Thank you.
There it goes, yeah. Fading into the...
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, nice picking on that one, too.
That was a guy named Jeff Sachs, who lives in Wisconsin now. He was a musical partner there for Aaron there for a few years. I think he's playing the bass on that song, too. Aaron's playing guitar and singing, of course.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Kind of cool. So, almost kind of like a lullaby in a certain way. I guess it's a, you know, like a good feeling song for a kid, I guess.
Scare the kid with a spooky story, yeah. And calm him right down. Yeah.
Hey, we got somebody joining us in the studio.
Hey, who is that?
Who is that? Who are you? Speak up there.
Mask Man over here.
The Mask Man.
Brought in a couple of things that I thought you might want to play.
All right.
We'll see.
It's Craig Bomber over here. Some of his friends call him Bose.
Yeah, I recognize him now. Took his mask off.
Took his mask off. Put it back on.
Well, he's a lone ranger there for a while.
We'll get him to do, I think he's got a few things he's going to play, and then we'll get some color commentary as we go on things soon.
All right. Some commentary.
Commentary.
Special commentary.
He's full of commentary.
Yeah. Hey, Swamp.
What do you got there, John?
You know, our old buddy Art Killian's got some dandy music.
Yeah.
And I thought we'd play him next, and then
very cool.
Maybe get some critique on it. But boy, it's good stuff here.
Okay. I told him last time I talked to him on the phone not too long ago. Said I'm trying to make him a star, so he said, "Okay, go ahead." So see what we can do. I guess.
We can always try.
We can try. Art Swamp around Hayworth, Illinois, up north.
Well, I wish I'd written down what this song was all about, but we'll hear it, and then we'll talk about it a little
all right.
bit. Here we go.
Figure out what it is.
Art Killian right here on the Homegrown Music Program. Can you tell us about Art Killian?
Yeah, I can a little bit. He's a friend of mine still, but I met him up with him in Greenville College days. That recording, I think, was about 1978. Another friend of mine named Steve Kelly, who lives out in California now, was the engineer, fancy term for a guy who had the tape recorder, and actually taped it in a house on the kind of corner of 6 and Main, where I was living back then. So not a bad recording for... you know, kind of home you know, just a home recording, basically, kind of. I gave it to David Johnson of Nashville, Tennessee, that is. And he made a CD copy for me because it was original on cassette. So I thought, well, I'll get on CD to kind of preserve it. And he dubbed some banjo on that. So the banjo he hears through the magic of recording here, it's David Johnson playing banjo on there. So the song is called Black Mountain Rag, by the way, too. And about every guitarist that's come down the line has probably taken a swing at that, myself included. Guys like Doc Watson, Norman Blake, you name them, they all played it. So it started life as a fiddle tune once upon a time. The fiddlers liked it a lot. It's been banned at fiddle contests because it uses a certain kind of bowing. They call it trick bowing, so you don't want it in the fiddle contest. Or they used to be like that anyway. I don't know. So I never played it. You know, I just don't do the contest and all that stuff anyway. So it didn't bother me.
Watch out for fiddle players with trick bowing. Yeah.
Trick bowing, yeah. You could get hurt, maybe.
Okay, yeah. It sounds dangerous. It does.
Okay, we got old Craig over here. He's
I got a trick knee.
Yeah, trick knees. I think he's got two trick knees, don't you?
No trick bows.
At least I had trick gnosis once upon a time.
It didn't last.
We got Craig over here. He's going to set up a song. It's one of his songs that he wrote. And what can you tell us about it over here?
Yeah, it's dead.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, this song was, there's a fellow up in Panama years ago. And I know, I'm pretty sure everybody around here remembers wrestling at the Chase down in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. Coruscant.
Harley. Yeah, Coruscant room down there. And all the old wrestlers. Dick the Bruiser,
yeah,
Harley Race, Buddy Rogers.
I grew up with Dory Funk down in Texas.
I don't remember Dory Funk. Hey,
Dory got around too, but I think Dick the Bruiser made it down to Texas a few times.
Dick was all around.
Yeah.
Well, they were late night Saturday night, every Saturday night, and this fella up in Panama, they called him Mongo, and his last name was Redfern. He'd invite everybody over to his house, and they would watch wrestling at the Chase there on late Saturday nights and often go into Sunday mornings before they all broke up and went home. And he decided that since they were congregating and into Sunday morning, they were the first church or the last chance.
Okay.
So when somebody told me this story, I decided I'd write a song for old Mongo.
There's a song there. There's a song there.
First,
yeah.
The first church and the early service of the first church of the last chance.
All right.
And I think when you hear the song, all the details will be filled in the song, I think.
Hey, let's listen, man. I can't wait now. Here we go.
Just a hat to pass around, a buck or two for a friend that's down to fix their broken dream. Truth be told, there will be lies, tall tales and alibis. Sad stories make you cry, first church of the very last chance. At the first church of the last chance, angels wear white pants. I'm thinking about a woman in the jukebox, play one slow dance. Mary had a little lamb, born in Bethlehem. Come to town to save all men, first church at the very last chance. If you need a place to rest, get something off your chest. Let the whiskey do your talking, tell the truth you can't confess. No one here to judge your sin, what you done or where you've been. We're all the same, the shape we're in, first church of the very last chance. At the first church of the last chance, angels in white pants. Think
talking about a romance. Put a dollar in the jukebox, play one slow dance. Mary had a little lamb, born in Bethlehem. From the town to save all men, first church and the very last chance. Sing, hang around and meet the king. And I pray the love that you might find will bring you lasting peace of mind. Feel free to come back anytime. First church of the very last chance. At the first church of the last chance, angels wear white pants. Think about a romance, put a nickel in the jukebox, play one slow dance. Mary had town to save all men, first church of the very last chance. Jukebox, play one slow dance. Mary had a little lamb, born in Bethlehem. Come to town to save all men, first church of the very last chance. Mary had a little lamb, born in Bethlehem. Come to town to save all men, first church of the very last chance.
All right, Swamp, that was good stuff. Was right. We got the man here that does
that's
that,
right.
Did that, wrote
I
that
tell
song.
You what, as I listened back to that and think of singing it, that stretched my vocal range, I think. There was a few highs and lows in there. That,
yeah, we handled them like a true banjo witness. Yeah.
Really handled them. Now, Jerry Chapman was playing the guitar, and Swamp here, mm-hmm. he was playing the mandolin, and Goose Miller from Panama, he was playing the bass on that song. That was recorded, I believe, right down here at Greenville College.
Well, yeah, well, at, good.
In the Whitlock building.
It's good to hear, yeah.
In the basement studio down there.
Travis Briles, was his name?
Travis Briles, yeah.
Briles was his name, Travis, Who went down to Nashville. Last we heard of him, I think.
Yeah, he came from Nashville. He came up from, I think he was at Belmont College. And then after a couple of years here at Greenville, he kind of remodeled their studio and rebuilt their board and everything. And he and his wife moved back down to Nashville, I believe.
Well,
there's a scoop right there.
Yeah, and here we got a guy here that should have moved to Nashville maybe, but he hasn't gotten around to that as far as I know.
No. Yeah, I think he spent some time there. He said that.
Did he? Mr. Birch?
Yeah.
He did? All right.
He spent most time playing pinball.
Well,
down
that's,
there. So.
That's, there's plenty of pinball games in town,
his, I believe. The thing about pinball down there was you actually can make some money. So I never ran across that around parts.
Tennessee pinball.
Yeah.
They probably done away with that by now.
Probably, yeah. Waylon Jennings was a big guy, pinball guy.
Was he? So.
I don't think Jim ever saw him, but one of his buddies saw. Of course, they kind of secluded Wayne a little bit so he didn't get bugged by people, I guess.
Nah, probably.
Maybe he had his own machine or something.
Probably did.
So, hey, that's Wayne's machine.
Yes.
Sorry.
Back there in the back room.
Yeah.
Where they had the big money.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, I think this song, I really like this song. Yeah. All of My Life, I believe, is the title of this.
Yeah, by the way, Jim lives in Savoy, Illinois.
Yeah.
Outside of Champaign.
He's a homegrown guy, and he's been here. He's been here in the studio.
Oh, yeah, and he was a he's a Greenville College graduate, too.
All right.
Back in the day.
All right, here comes Jim. All of My Life.
over my life. I've always had something to say, whatever the place, whatever the time of day. But now you have gone, you've taken my words away, you've taken my voice and left me no choice on what I can say. Smoky filled rooms, that's what you left me. A dingy saloon, these are my recreation. Drinking alone, flipping a pinball. Quarter now gone, and another soon to follow. Loving filled days in ways that I never had known. And all of those nights that we could just call our own, and all of the brightness that comes from a happy home. You've taken my night, taken my life, you left me alone. Smoky filled room, that's what you left me. A dingy saloon, these are my inspiration. Drinking alone, flipping a pinball. Quarter now gone, and another soon to follow.
Well, there goes our buddy Jim Birch Swamp.
Jim, yeah, that's Smoky Filled Rooms.
Smoky Filled Rooms, yeah. The name of that song. Not yeah. All of My Life, like I thought. That's what I get for thinking.
Well, there you go.
I get a Smoky Filled Room.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Spending too much time in a Smoky Filled Room.
Now, yeah, right? That's right. No. That'll slow you down.
It's hard to find a Smoky Filled Room anymore.
Yeah. It is, yeah. It is. No smoke indoors.
That's old Jim.
Yeah.
You got a guy here. Got an intro?
Yeah, from all the way from Clinton County right yeah. Here. Goes by Gary Dean when he sings these songs, and he is sometimes known as the Man in Black, but this is not a Man in Black song. As you pointed out, this is a Merle Haggard song,
yeah.
And he does a dandy job on it, too, right. I think, yeah.
Merle visits the Bond County Fair back, and we talked about this before, about 85 or 6 along there someplace, I think.
Yes, he did.
Stopped in.
Yep. I remember we were getting an interview with him. Had to wait outside the dressing room door.
Right.
And then it rained that night, too, but there was a heck of a crowd. That got them thinking that they had to bring somebody in every year, and that fizzled out after that year, though. But we did have Merle Haggard right here at the Bond County Fair.
That's right.
Yeah. And this is Gary Dean right here at WGEL, and we'll get him to do this tune. And it's called Today I Started Loving You Again. Here we go.
Here we go.
Well, today I started loving you again, and I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartache mend. Then today I started loving you again. What a fool I was to think I could get by. I cry.
I should have known the worst was yet to come. And that crying time for me had just begun. Cause today I started loving you again.
Gary Dean from Gary Dean. Clinton County doing a dandy job with the Merle Haggard tune there.
Yeah.
Who we got up next?
Well, John,
what's
we're
going on?
Cast our net a little wider. We don't have too many homegrown people doing scary songs, so going to import the Dillards from down Salem, Missouri. I think there's only one Dillard left is Rodney, who's singing this song. This is an old song, probably back to Middle Ages in England, and they kind of revamped it a little bit, revised it, and let's just play and see what you guys get out of it, if you can catch the lyrics and everything. And
here we go.
It's called Polly Vaughan.
Polly, oh Polly, have I killed thee? He lifted up her head and saw that she was dead, and a fountain of tears for his true love he shed. For she'd her apron wrapped about her, and he took her for a swan. Oh, and alas, it was she, Polly won. Polly Vaughan did appear. Frank, Jimmy, oh Jimmy, you must have no fear. Just tell them you were honey when your trial day has come, and you won't be convicted for what you have done. For I'd my apron wrapped about me, and you took it for a swan. Oh, and alas, it was me, Polly Vaughan. She'd her apron wrapped about her, and they took her for a swan. Oh, and at last it was she, Polly Vaughan. Oh, and at last it was she, Polly Vaughan.
Well, there it was, the Dillards.
Polly
Vaughan. Yeah, our buddies. Yeah.
Did you guys catch me? I think we're all talking, so did you catch the narrative of this?
We can cut that out.
Yeah.
Catch the narrative. Did you
catch the narrative?
Okay. Get us a little.
Well, here's the reason it qualifies for Halloween, because Polly Vaughan is killed by her lover. It's around evening time, and she had an apron up around her head, around her neck. He thought she was a swan. Do you buy that?
It's hard to tell what.
I don't think you're supposed to shoot swans.
Swans are out of season in October, I think.
This is medieval England, though. The thing happened.
There's no season.
The guy was a poacher, I guess. The behind this whole thing is a poacher trying to, I guess somebody, some royalty would like a swan liver or something. Who knows? But anyway, he said that's why he shot her. Oops, sorry. And you know what? She comes and visits him. After she's dead, a ghost, and says, "Yeah, that's the true story." And so he felt better. A lot of times, the ghost comes back and accuses somebody.
Yeah, those ghosts are very accusatory.
Accusatory most of the time. Yeah. This case is not. Yeah, you made an honest mistake. You're not a very good marksman, but you made an honest mistake. So, and then she shows up. They have the trial for this guy, and she comes back as a ghost. To the lawyers are all, Polly Vaughn, okay. He's innocent. So that's the story. So you buy that? No?
Well, he's innocent, but he needs glasses.
He needs help. He needs directions too.
Optometry in the Middle Ages is not so good, I guess.
He didn't have his GPS that night.
All pre-GPS. Anyway, that's the Dillard's revamping. It was an old song, like say, from old English times. And they revamped it. Doug Dillard playing banjo, and the other boys, Mitch Jane, playing bass, and Dean Webb was a mandolin player. We're talking about the guest on the Andy Griffith Show. I think they did a half a dozen guest appearances on there as the Darlin family.
Yes, yeah.
Always came to town to shake things up a little bit.
When they needed some musical entertainment on there.
So that was the Dillards doing Polly Vaughn was the name of the song.
Okay.
All ready.
Next up, an old buddy of yours from Edwardsville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mike Zanger.
Yeah, Mike Zanger.
Sadly, he passed away a couple of years ago. He wasn't too old a guy, had cancer. But he did get a CD recorded. And he stopped over Aaron and Dale's house one time in their place and got a CD of him. And glad I did, because it's a good CD.
Oh, it is good.
And you like it. Yes. And what's the name of the song?
I like this song. I'm jealous of this song. I think Craig could have written this song too.
Probably.
Yeah, somebody would have been real
not
proud
me,
to write this song,
sure.
And I'm sure Michael was.
Yeah.
It's called "I Won't Dance."
I'd climb a thorny tree for you, swim a dirty sea for you, crawl on bloodied knees for you, most anything you please for you. I'd fight a rabid bear for you, pull out all my hair for you, wear women's underwear for you, but there's one thing that I won't do. I won't dance. I'm not Gene Kelly, I'm no Fred Astaire. Let me tap my foot here in my chair. Baby, you ain't getting me out there. Baby, I won't dance. Baby, I just won't dance. I'd change a flattened tire for you, suffer and perspire for you, join the Mormon choir for you, I would set myself on fire for you. I'd pick a field of flowers for you, take an acid shower for you, climb Rapunzel's tower for you, but there's one thing that I won't do. I won't dance. I'm not Gene Kelly, I'm no Fred Astaire. Just let me tap my foot here in my chair. Baby, you ain't getting me out there. Baby, I won't dance. Baby, I just won't dance. calling a grenade for you. Drink Jim Jones Kool-Aid for you. Get my doggy spayed for you. Have footwear custom made for you. Shop for maxi pads for you and sport the latest fads for you. Relinquish my gonads for you, but there's one thing that I won't do. Yeah, there's one thing that I just won't do. I won't dance. No, I'm not Gene Kelly. I'm no Fred Astaire. I just wanna tap my foot here in my chair. Baby, you ain't getting me out there. There ain't no way you're getting me out there. Baby, I won't dance. Baby, I just won't dance. You say it's a slow song, huh? And you'll make it worth my while later on tonight? Oh, all right then. Let's go dance.
That was good, Swamp.
Yeah, you like that song, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, why don't we ask Craig? He's a songwriter. What do you think about that tune?
Oh, I thought the lyrics were a little dark at times, but very catchy.
Yeah.
The finger picking was nice, and he's got a nice voice.
That's Mike playing guitar, we should point out, too.
You know, he made a trip over here to our songwriter showcase one time. He didn't play in the showcase, but he played up at the coffee house afterwards, and I didn't know him, but I was surprised by how good he was. He played a couple of his tunes.
Yeah.
And we should have had him back for the showcase sometime.
Yeah.
Yep, that was a good song.
Yes, sir. Okay.
The other connection with me was his father was a professor of mine at SIUE. So I knew his dad better than I knew him, actually. So Jules Zinger was his father's name. So he's also passed away at this point. So that's Mike Zinger. We'll probably hear him some more in the future.
Yes, I absolutely. Yeah, yeah. We might even play that one again one day. Yeah.
All righty. Well, we'll push on with. There's a homegrown connection with this next song. I kind of want to mostly to showcase this because we have Art Killian playing the Mountain Dulcimer, and you can hear what that sounds like on the Black Mountain Rag there a while ago. And this is a fellow named Jay Round. Did you ever meet him, Craig?
Yeah.
A time or two, I think. He was a friend, got to be a friend of Lyle and Doris Mayfield's, and he stopped by their house a couple of times. I met him there. I talked to Lane Mayfield about this. He said Lyle and Doris had met him down in Kentucky. I think he might have been from Michigan. I'm not positive. Maybe Lane could straighten me out on that, too. But he plays the hammer dulcimer, which is a different beast than the mountain dulcimer. Art Killian plays the mountain dulcimer, and you hold it in your lap, and usually play with a note or a stick of some sort, and has drone strings, has a certain sound. It's not very loud either. And this hammer dulcimer, which probably predates the mountain dulcimer, maybe, I don't know, sounds more like a piano. And you play with mallets, so I think you can hold part of it in your lap. It's got legs and all this, so you're playing with, hitting with mallets, kind of like you would a xylophone or something, you know. So it's a kind of tricky instrument to play, I think. I've never monkeyed around with one much.
Get the wrong size mallet, you could... Yeah.
Well, you could get hurt maybe a little bit, you know, I guess, or poke your eye out or something.
It's like you wear that dulcimer out in there with that mallet. I
always
day.
Wear goggles when you play a hammer dulcimer.
Yeah.
I remember he came to Lyle and Doris's one time, and we snuck off in the room where the hammer dulcimer was when we tried to play the jazz tune Salt Peanuts on the dulcimer. I think he heard it. I don't know if he liked that or not, but anyway, no, he's a pretty good guy. I think he's still around, and he makes dulcimers, these hammer dulcimers. So anyway, this is the 8th of January, which you'll notice the melody is the same thing as the Battle of New Orleans.
Okay.
So another tie here with Jimmy Driftwood wrote the Battle of New Orleans. Who knew the Mayfields, too? It's a kind of small world of music here, and you'll spot the melody, and you can hum along the Battle of New Orleans to it if you want.
Okay. So,
Here's Jay Round, is his name, in playing the 8th of January. It's live at the Battleground Fiddlers Gathering, they call it. This is 1974. That was Jay Round playing the hammer dulcimer, and we just talked about, Craig said he met him a couple times, and he would visit our next fellow who we're going to play, who is Jim Howie, and Craig's going to tell us all about Jim.
Yeah, Jay was a big folk music enthusiast, and he used to do some touring, and he would stop by and see Reverend Howie, who himself is a folk music performer. He was our minister way back in the 50s. I think he started there at the Reno Bethel Church, and he ended up being the minister for about six or eight country churches when he retired. And he still lives up in Donaldson, and he recorded this record, Gooseberry Pie, and it's been several years, and I think it's sold out. I don't know if you can still find it in the music stores or not.
Well, that's quite a recommendation.
If you do find a copy,
came right off the shelf.
Yeah,
I got
the church. So this recorded in 1975.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is not Gooseberry
Pie. It's not Gooseberry Pie, but it's. See if you can guess what the name of this tune is.
Here we go.
We'll play it, and then we'll guess.
Here
so
we
got
to
listen.
Playing and guessing. Here we go.
Now once a farmer had two sons, and these two sons were brothers. Bocephus was the name of one, Bohumpus was the other. Now these two boys, they had a mule, and that old mule was blind. Bocephus, he rode up in front, Bohumpus rode behind. And these two boys, they up and died, long may their ashes rest. Bocephus, he of Colry died, Bohumpus by request. And these two boys, their stories told, and they told it well. Bocephus, he to heaven went, Bohumpus to Tennessee.
All right.
That's too good.
Isn't it?
You like that? The twist at the end, yes.
That was Jim. It's almost kind of a... kind of his dry sense of humor. He didn't write this song. The liner notes said he heard it once around Louisville, Kentucky, and Jim had quite a memory on him for things. I guess he, you know, could memorize all these Bible verses and books and everything, and he heard it on the radio down around Louisville, the notes say in 1950. I guess he stuck with him. There was a guy named Rod Bradfield who was kind of Minnie Pearl's boyfriend on the Grand Opry. And his nickname was, they call him Bo Cephas sometimes, I think, which led to Hank Williams Sr. calling Hank Jr. Bo Cephas.
Bo Cephas. So, yeah.
This little comedy thing they had worked out. So what's the name of the song, boys? What do you think? Craig, what do you
Blind Mule.
Tennessee.
Any votes for Bo Cephas and Bo Humpus? okay. Well, anyway, that's Reverend Jim there. So, which he, again, Jim has a pretty dry sense of humor.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Kind of a good showcase for that humor.
Right? Absolutely. I think we hit that nail on the head right there.
Yeah.
So did he.
Yeah.
We got the trophy mules here. We haven't had them on the show in a while. Yeah.
One of those guys was from Piron, I think, originally, from what I remember. Don't know too much about it. I think they were more down in, down kind of towards the river down there someplace. So I think they moved down that way. Millstadt, I think they were around there.
Millstadt.
But I think that was a couple of years back. I haven't heard much about them lately.
Okay.
What's the name of the tune?
Oh, actually, this is about a river town. This is a song about Valmeyer. Flood of, I think it was in 92 or 93 that took Valmeyer off the map down there.
Okay, yeah, Valmeyer.
This song is all about that.
Okay. And
so you get a little history lesson here from the Trophy Mules.
All right.
Of desire, fate denied, we're building high. Big river came down, wiped out this old town. Memories from the flood, water lines marked by. Came down.
Well, a little history lesson on the big flood back in the 90s from the mules.
Valmar and Bose here said had a upper Valmar and lower Valmar. Is that right?
The last time I went down through there, yeah, there's still a little part of the old town is still. I think a few people have just decided they weren't going to climb the hill.
Uh-huh. They're still down there, huh?
The biggest part of the village now is up on top of the bluff.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was that same summer, one of my boys played a baseball game down there, and not very long, the town was gone, and the baseball field was gone. Yeah, yeah.
Real close to the river there. So. Mm. But I can't make too much of an excuse for this next band we're going to hear, but I really like the version of the song. You could do a whole Who's On First thing with this band because they're the band. And four Canadians and a guy from Arkansas. And call themselves the band. The tenuous connection I'm trying to make here is that they played the Mississippi River Festival. How's that for a segue?
Mississippi River Festival.
Which didn't get flooded out. And they played there in probably 73 or 4, I think. I used to go there a lot. I miss this show, and I like the band a lot. And the guest appearance that night was other than Bob Dylan. I was like, wow. A buddy of mine came back from that show, saw him, you know, the next week, and, man, you missed a good one. I was like, yeah, the band. Ah, shoot, I missed that. And he said Dylan was hanging around. And he just kind of off to the edge of the stage, and all of a sudden, here comes Bob in the middle of the stage. And the crowd went crazy, I guess. And Dylan hadn't been doing much at that point. He was just kind of getting his foot back in the water. He hadn't been playing out or recording or anything. And so just kind of see what kind of reaction he got. But I got a great reaction. Back to the song, though, itself is it's called Long Black Veil. And I really love this version that the band does. And we'll talk about this when we get down and come
all
to
right.
comments.
All right, yeah. So, well, listen, and we can talk. Here we go.
I spoke my word, knowing them by
Long Black Veil. We talked about this in the past. It's got an odd kind of point of view on it, which is basically the person narrating is dead. So that's not been done in too many songs.
Perfect for October. And yeah, Halloween, so kind of all that. Yeah.
Close it out for the Halloween
coming
thing.
At the end of the month there, we'll have some.
There's another song that I started thinking about, this song El Paso, which all the Hayride people know, Marty Robbins, same deal.
Yeah?
Because he feels the bullet go in him at the end, and bing, so he's dead.
Yeah.
Felina, goodbye, you know. So,
Felina, so long.
There's not enough, I'll use a fancy term here, there's not enough for a genre here, I don't think, because there's only two songs I can think of. There's murder ballads and things, too, in the past, but, you know, this whole thing with a dead man narrating tone song just doesn't happen too often. So
no.
That's an example of that. So Long Black Veil. So.
Yes, yes.
Anyway.
And speaking of, well, this is totally changing the subject, but you know, we talked about this last month, and we'll talk about this month and probably next month, too. Get everybody used to this, because we have been shooting for the middle of the month for the program. But we decided, or at least the folks that line things up here at the radio station decided that the second Sunday of the month would probably work out a lot better for everybody, and I agreed with them.
Yeah.
So just memorizing, if it's the second Sunday of the month, we'll be here with the Homegrown program, but prior to the Hayride.
Right.
So just alert everybody to that.
That's right.
So next month in November, it's going to fall right in the middle of the month on the 14th. See you next month, November.
All right. Sounds good. I'd like to thank our color commentator here, Craig Bomber.
Yeah, anytime we can get him in here, it's
any famous last words?
It's hard work to get him in here sometimes, but it pays off when he's here. Yes.
Well, it's been quite an experience, that's all.
Good night. Say good night, Swamp.
Good night, Swamp.
Here we go. Say good night, Craig.
Good night, Craig.
Brought to you by
Gruen Sales and Service. Get going to Gruen. Get your chainsaws and your lawnmowers in great shape at Gruen on South Elm Street, just south of the tracks in Greenville. And Taylor Lock and Key for lockouts and rekeys for your home or commercial property. Call Ed Taylor at 618-367-1913. Plus, J.G. and Associates Income Tax. For your state and federal returns and bookkeeping services, see J.G. and Associates on 4th Street, across from DeMolin Brothers in Greenville. And...
Hey, this is Jan. I supply the friendly service at Lubob.
This is Bob, your congenial host at Lubob.
Lubob's in Greenville on friendly Route 127 between congenial Route 40 and that grumpy old interstate.
WGE.